The next kino you test is a kino that describes the great chasodim that the Eibishter does for us and the Eibishter did for us, and how we returned those great chasodim with terrible averis. It's describing the basic hargosha of hakoras hatoiv, that Klal Yisrael didn't reciprocate the great chesed that the Eibishter does. L'cha Hashem atzdoka v'lonu boishes haponim. This is one of the most basic traits, one of the most basic midas when it comes especially to Klal Yisrael. They say over that after Yom Kippur, Rabbi Chanan, who was a brother-in-law to Rabbi Chaim Oizer, went over to Rabbi Chaim Oizer and he asked him, how did Yom Kippur go? He said, the fasting was fine, but how could I go ahead and stand in front of the Eibishter and tell him how many chatoim I did? It's a basic midah of lonu boishes haponim, tremendous busha, that we have to realize that when we're mishalim ro tachas toiva, and the words of mishalim ro tachas toiva in the Torah, it says it when by Yosef and the Shvatim, when Yosef put the gevia ba'am tachas ben yomim, Yosef put the becher, his becher, in the sack of ben yomim. And then he sent the shliach. He sent the messenger to go and catch up to the shvatim and to accuse them of stealing the becher. But when the shliach comes to the shvatim, he does as he was instructed. Yosef told him exactly what to say. Yosef told the shliach to ask the shvatim, "Lama shilamtem ro tachas toiva?" And the question is, what did Yosef have to say to the shliach? Lomo shilamtem ro tachas toiva. What did Yosef have to tell him to tell this to them? He should have told him to go ahead and accuse the shvatim. You stole the becher, you stole the gavia. And the Alter of Slabotka says that we see from this that paying ro tachas toiva is even worse than zela. And that was the greatest tefiyah. But I once heard b'shem Rav Shimon Schwab zechayin levracha that he said a gevaldika deher. He said Yosef sent the shliach to go ahead and bring back the shvatim. The shvatim realized what was in store for them. The shvatim realized that if they're going to come back, what they're going to have to face. One shliach against 11 shvatim, the shvatim would just kill him out and go further. Yosef told the shliach, "I know my brothers. If you're going to tell them, lomo shilamtem ro tachas toivo, how could you go ahead and pay back chesed with ro? How could you go ahead and reciprocate tremendous toiva and to go ahead and do an avla?" From that, the shvatim won't be able to walk away from. The shvatim will have to come back to answer themselves. This is a most basic midah. And in this kina, we're describing our tremendous busha, our tremendous shame, how after all the Eibishter's chesed, the Eibishter's tzedakah that he does to us, we paid him back only with chatoim.